Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2012 from Atlantic High School. We've got three youngsters we want to talk to, and we're going to start with Ian McNeese. Ian, tell us about your family.
My parents are Mark and Bobby McNeese, and I have a sister named Marin, and she's a sophomore at Atlantic High School.
Okay, tell us a little bit about, talk about some of the classes that you've enjoyed here as your time has gone through the Atlantic schools.
Some of my favorite classes have probably been art class with Wida. She's really fun. A lot of people are intimidated by her, but when you mess around with her, her classes are a blast. Also, Mr. Wiley's history classes have always been really interesting to me. I could listen to his lectures all day, so those are probably some of my favorite classes here.
Okay, so I guess I don't even have to ask you about favorite teachers. Did you get that covered already?
Pretty much. I guess I leave out a couple. I don't want to leave everybody out, but Ms. Hayden is one of the best teachers I've had here, our math teacher. So.
Okay. What do you think makes a good teacher? What qualities does a teacher have to be really successful?
Just listening to all the questions and taking time to answer questions one-on-one rather than just with the whole class, as well as, you know, coming up with some fun activities rather than just lecturing every day and things like that, doing projects and other things that get you interested in the subject.
Okay, got to engage the student. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you been up to?
Oh, boy. I'm the senior class president. I was the student council president. I guess I just handed it over to Jake Arbeck. Also was in golf. I've done three fall plays, National Honor Society, Sergeant-at-Arms. I've been really active in my youth group. I've got two jobs. It's busy, busy, busy.
Am I correct now? Is it still the same as it used to be that when you're the senior class president, that's kind of for life?
Yes, I guess I'm in charge of all the reunions and everything, but thankfully I have other officers who are definitely going to help me out a lot, so appreciate that.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future now. You've finished up your time, or you're finishing your time here at Atlantic. What's next for you?
I'm headed to Central College in Pella, Iowa. Haven't completely decided on my major yet, but as of right now, I'm considering pre-pharmacy. Otherwise, I might go off on a completely different route. I've also thought about business, marketing, and advertising, so we'll see when I get there. Okay. Try a few different things. So,
why did you choose Pella?
I've been to a leadership conference on campus there, and I just like the people there. They're all super nice, and coming from a small town, I didn't really feel comfortable going to a huge school, so I got about 1,600 students, and I just feel comfortable there.
Were there a lot of other options, or did you narrow it down pretty quickly?
I pretty much had it narrowed down to that and one other for a while, but once I went to Distinguished Scholar Day there, I kind of decided that that's where I felt like I belonged. So.
Okay, very good. Well, what about you 10 years from now? Do you have any ideas or any thoughts about where life might take you 10 years from now?
I guess that would depend on what I decide my major is going to be and where that ends up taking me, but I'm not really sure.
Okay. Do you have any desire to come back to the old stomping grounds? Do you want to be around home, or do you think maybe your future takes you somewhere else?
I know that a lot of my friends want to get out of Atlantic, but I don't mind it here. So if that's where I end up, I don't have a problem with that at all. I like Atlantic, so I like the people here. So.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice as they get ready to become freshmen next year. What do you want them to know?
I guess my advice for the eighth graders would be to get involved in as many activities in high school as possible, because when I was in middle school, I was all about sports and things. I never thought I'd do a play or anything. I tried it my sophomore year, and I've been in it ever since. And the fall play is one of the best experiences of high school. So you never know exactly what you're going to like until you try it out.
All right, very good. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ian McNeese. Allie Krogman is next. Allie, tell us about your family.
My parents are Don and Lisa Krogman, and I have a younger sister, Lauren, who's a sophomore.
Okay. Talk about the schoolwork that you enjoyed here.
My favorite class is, I guess I've started taking foods this year, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy that a lot. I like to cook and bake, and I just kind of improve my skills in the kitchen area.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about teachers then. What teachers are you going to remember? When you're sitting there at the 10-year class reunion with some of your friends you haven't seen in a while, who are you talking about?
Definitely Mr. Johnson. He's got a crazy attitude, and he's just crazy. So, yeah, Mr. Johnson, the choir teacher.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. Now, you know you've been pretty busy, too. Can you list them all?
Yes. Cross country, basketball, track, softball, I'm a member of NHS. I was the junior class president, and now I'm the senior vice president. And I just joined student council this past year and was the treasurer.
When you started high school, was that a goal of yours to try as many things as you can, to be as active as you can?
No, I wish I would have done more, like student council. I didn't join until this year, and I really wish that I had been in it all 4 years. But I like to be busy. I like to, achieve things and improve myself.
Okay. Any special memories that you'll take with you from high school?
Oh, there's a lot of them. I mean, definitely with my running, I've got a lot of accomplishments there, but just memories with friends are the biggest things.
Okay. Well, what's next for you? Where are you going this fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa to major in journalism.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
I'm just a big Hawk fan, and I knew that that's where I wanted to be.
Okay. Very good. Well, why did you choose that course of study?
I think it's because, I like to write, and my dad was a journalism major. But I think I can just use that degree in a lot of different fields.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then, 10 years from now. Any thoughts? Any ideas?
No, I have no clue.
No clue. Well, when you get to college, do you intend to be busy there too? Do you want to do other things than just be a student?
Yeah, I'm going to walk on to the track and cross country team and hopefully get involved in a lot of different clubs and activities there.
Okay, great way to meet other people then too. Give those 8th graders some advice. What do you want them to know?
Basically, just the same thing that Ian said, is just to get involved and just participate in everything that you can.
Okay, very good. Allie Krogman, thank you very much. Next is Marissa Behrens. Marissa, tell us a little bit about your family.
My parents are Randy and Jennifer Behrens, and I have two younger sisters, Taylor, who is a freshman, and Madison, who is a 5th grader.
Okay. Well, talk about school. What classes did you like?
I really enjoyed my math classes and my history classes, and I also actually started taking foods this year, and that's been really fun to try something different, kind of branch out.
Okay. What type of student are you? Do you have to work really hard, or do you find that things come pretty easy for you?
I find that things come pretty easily to me, but I think that's why I liked taking like a foods class, because I have to try a lot harder, because it doesn't come quite as easily to cook and try new things.
Just because it comes easily doesn't necessarily mean you can slack off and just coast through, though, either, right?
Yeah, you definitely have to make sure you get your work done and always are keeping up with everything, and you still have to make sure you do well on tests and stuff, even if you think you know the information.
Absolutely. Talk about teachers. Any special ones that you'll remember?
I really like Miss Hayden. She's my math teacher, and she does a lot of good things with making class interesting and bringing in activities, and she just does a really good job of explaining things in different ways so everyone can understand.
Okay. We'll talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I have been involved in softball and track and the math team. And I am a part of my church youth group and traveled with the Experiment in International Living. And now I am the senior class treasurer.
Okay. Any special memories that you'll take with you when you think back about your high school years? What will you be most proud of?
I'll probably be most proud of all the awards I received for, like, National Merit Scholar and Academic All-State, but the best memories will probably be from activities like softball tournaments and track meets.
Things with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah, real good. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I'll be attending Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, for aerospace engineering and global engineering.
Okay. Why'd you choose Purdue?
Purdue has a really great campus, and they have a really good program, and they actually have two good programs that I want to participate in, which are engineering projects and community service and the global engineering minor.
When did you become interested in this type of study?
My freshman year, I took a engineering class with Roger Warne, and I got really interested in the program and the way to design things and create something that's totally new.
Mm-hmm. And Purdue was a good choice for this?
Yeah, Purdue is ranked actually 4th in the nation for engineering right now.
Great. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. Any idea 10 years from now where you might be?
I'm not really sure. I guess it depends on if I get a job right out of college or anything, but I'd like to work overseas and be an engineer, like helping to reduce poverty in preferably South America.
Okay. Give some advice to those eighth graders. What should they know before they start high school?
I would say just branch out and try to make friends from all different groups, because you might meet nice people who in middle school you would never talk to, but you meet a lot of great people in high school from other grades and other groups.
All right, Marissa Behrens. Thank you. Congratulations to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Marissa Behrens, Allie Krogman, Ian McNeese. They're some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Atlantic High School.